Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, live out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix, where the Milwaukee Brewers are currently meeting with the Major League Baseball Players Association. They will take on the Seattle Mariners later on tonight in the first ever night game here in Maryvale for the Milwaukee Brewers at the brand new, well, not brand new, but brandly new renovated American Family Fields of Phoenix. That was awful English, and I apologize. 414-799-1250, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well as Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leap 36, Leroy Butler as well. Tim Allen and myself had a conversation with Corey Ray, number 78 right now on your Milwaukee Brewers on the 40-man roster, but still in that prospect realm. MLB Pipeline just ranked Corey Ray, the former fifth overall pick, as the 10th ranked prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers system. But Corey Ray tells you just when you can stop calling him a prospect. Here's Corey Ray and myself with Tim Allen earlier on today at American Family Fields of Phoenix on the Wendy's Big Show.
I think this guy weighs.
Come on, you can be honest.
185.
There you go. There you go.
You're the only guy to side with this guy.
Rock on. See, he's a smart guy.
He had it right on 189. I think he's about a $1.50.
Oh, no. Strapping. Here at American Family Fields of Phoenix at Spring Training Live 2020 with Brewers prospect Corey Ray. At what point, Corey, thanks for the time, by the way, but at what point do we stop calling you prospect?
This year.
This is it?
Yeah, this is it. I think I'm healthy now. When I have at bats now, I feel in control. It's just about the pitches that I swing at this point. There's nothing mechanical. I'm not overthinking. I don't feel defeated when I step to the plate. And I think that is the beginning of something that's going to start clicking here for me pretty soon.
You guys amaze me that you know there's going to be a few bumps in the road in the span of your career. Everyone has a little bit of a down year or a down half a year. How do you handle that mentally?
I think throughout your entire life as a baseball player, you've dealt with failure at some point, whether it be at the beginning of your baseball career or when you hit pro ball. At some point, you deal with failure. And I think the guys that are better and the guys that are more prepared, they end up getting through it faster. I think that understanding that in the game of life, not only in the game of baseball, that you're going to run into a bump in the road. Something is going to happen no matter how you prepare for it, no matter how you plan or how hard you work. Something is going to happen. When you deal with that and that's your reality, I think that you're better off.
How good does it feel being healthy coming in here? Now, last year, healthy coming in and just trying to fight through some stuff. I know you got a lot of people on your side trying to battle through some stuff, and you always hear that in sports. You got to know the difference between playing hurt and playing injured. But now coming into a fresh year, how much do you think that's impacted you going into the offseason, getting yourself a couple of at-bats going into the offseason so you could prepare like normal?
I think it's paramount, especially for me, who's been injury-prone throughout his career thus far.
Oh, don't say that. Come on.
Who's had a few injuries. I'll say that. Who's had a few injuries throughout my pro career thus far, coming into camp and being healthy and trying to figure out ways, tips, tricks, and trades of staying healthy throughout not only spring training but throughout the season to see where it is that I end up. My only healthy year in pro ball was my best, and I don't think there's a coincidence when it comes to that.
It's a different level of maturity, though, man, and I can speak this just, you know, being around different guys, being around different locker rooms. There's a level of maturity you get once you get to that point. You feel yourself go down, but you've had the success, and you know what it feels like.
Yeah, definitely. I think the best players are the ones that are confident and convicted in what it is that they do. I don't think Christian Yelich ever goes to the plate thinking that he's going to get out.
Sure.
And there's a reason for that, right? When you're able to attack something with full confidence and conviction, you're better off. You put yourself in a position to be more successful. And when you're hurt, subliminally you have an excuse not to succeed.
That's a good point.
You go up to the plate with a bad finger, and it's like, okay, I've got a battle here, you know, because I have a bad finger. But when you're healthy, you go up there and you say, there's no way you can beat me because I'm healthy. And that I think that attests mentally and physically. If you're mentally hurt or mentally injured, you put yourself in a position to fail.
But you also have to have, as you said, that conviction, that confidence. You also have to have sort of that swag, too, a little bit, that cool factor that you're where you should be.
Yeah, definitely. I think that just comes with belief. The most confident people have confidence oozing off of them, right? They're really live. Whether they talk or not, whether it's in their personality to talk or to be loud or not, you know a confident person. You know a bad person. And it oozes off of you. It's an aura that you give off. And when you have that, people take notice. The other team takes notice. As a hitter, the pitcher takes notice. And things just work out in your favor.
Being in this locker room now for, what, third camp for you?
Yeah, I think
third,
so. Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like you're one of the young guys. It just feels like you're one of the guys in here now on the 40-man. How does that feel?
Feels good. I've been around these guys for a long time. I think that that's a step in my career. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has a plan. Everyone's writing their book, and this is the next chapter. I don't know that when I got drafted, I necessarily would have thought that I would have made it to my Rule 5 in the minor leagues. But, you know, it's a part of it's what happens. Like I said earlier, no matter how good you are, how good you think you are, how good other people think you are, there'll be bumps in the road. And how do you weather that storm? And the way that you weather that storm, I think, holds and molds your career in the future.
Final thing, Corey Ray. We have listened to Austin's playlist, our buddy Austin here, on the way in this morning. Mm-hmm. What do we find on Corey Ray's playlist?
Some Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, gotta be balling.
Yeah, I'm a big ball. This life is one of my favorites. Janae Aiko just dropped a song. Just dropped the album. I'm a big fan of her. And then you've got, depending on the day, some gospel, some Smokey Norfolk, some Donnie McClurkin, some Leandria Johnson. Then you've got the old school, some Maxwell, some Music Soul Child.
So now who controls the aux cord in here, though?
Nottingham does. Nottingham is the. And you got a few Latins that play the Latin music.
Sure.
But, Nottingham is the aux cord person. We typically don't really play music that much in this locker room.
That's Everyone's true. Usually, years ago, it used to be blaring.
Well, Jesus used to sit there with the iPad, and I mean, he was just dropping banger after banger after banger while he was playing.
I think now, like, when you do see people, I think this is the year. This year, I've seen less people around the locker room than in the past. Everyone's just somewhere doing something, lifting, getting work in. But when people are in here, I think we're talking, you know, chopping it up, talking baseball, talking family. This is a really, I think by the end of the year, this will be one of the closest knit groups that we've had here, and that's saying a lot because we've had some really close teams here.
As always, thanks for the time, Corey.
Thank you.
That Tim Allen and myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, with Corey Ray, the Brewers' now 10th ranked prospect in the organization, but he made the 40-man roster. And Sparky, I think that's a major factor for Corey Ray going forward. We talked to Mike Rosenbaum of MLB Pipeline last week, and he said, Profile's a really nice fourth outfielder. That's just not going to get it done for where he was drafted.
No, probably not. But right now, I mean, you've got Garcia, Yelich, and Kane under contract for a couple of years. So you're not really in a need of a starting outfielder currently. if Kane goes downhill in the next year or two, then you're going to be in desperate need of him being up here and being something. I think you really can afford to have him down in the minors all year, hopefully figure it out, tear it up, have a really good year. And then
so Kane this year is just so paramount for this team to get to where they want to be. If he is that force at the top of the lineup, which we all have seen him be able to be, and dropping 15 pounds, maybe that's able to be what adds to it this year. I mean, he is just such a spark plug there at the top. And with Christian Yelich, they're right behind him, stacked up with Keston Hiro, whose offensive numbers are as good as any second baseman in baseball. They're going to be able to put up some runs. I just don't know if it's going to be enough, especially with the pitching staff, that they're going to have some question marks here as well. But one guy swinging the bat in spring training really, really well is Orlando Arcia. Now, one guy that got his first hit of spring training yesterday, Leroy, your boy Ryan Braun. We got some comments from Ryan Braun coming up here next that Steve Sparky Pfeiffer was absolutely stunned by. You're not going to want to miss this coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, one thing that I miss, not only my guys Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back
in the
studio.
What was that you miss, Billy?
Guys, Gary, I'm missing that Brune. I'm missing that smooth that triple Brune. Ale, that crisp Pilsner.
Smooth.
That Bofording beer, man. Oh. Premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients. Oh, 100% natural barley, hops, fresh spring water. They've been doing it for over 250 years, guys, in the country of Luxembourg.
Oh, yeah.
1764 is when it started. 1776 is when the United States of America became a thing. So, I mean, just give it a little bit of context there. They're older than our great country, and even older than the Dow Jones, which is not having a great day today. Bofording Beer, family-owned brewery since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg. And ever since then, guys, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Here's a little secret about the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, and the perfectly balanced brune that you're sipping on. Unlike those other imports that you have, they're not owned by a gigantic corporation. They're not made in mass quantities. You don't need to put a piece of fruit in it to make it taste good. Bofording is good because it's made in small batches with a personal family touch. But don't just take my word for it. Go test it out today. Grab a six-pack of Total Wine and More in Brookfield or in Greenfield, as well as Ray's Wine and Spirits, Otto's Wine and Spirits as well. And it's fresh on tap at Cafe Hollander, Wahlburgers, the new one in the corners of Brookfield, as well as Sport Club and the Nomad. Test it out today. Let us know. And whenever you're drinking a Bofording, let me know at Bill Schmidt Radio. Send me a picture of your beer, and I might just come out and have a Bofording on you and go all natural with Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import, Bofording Beer. Ryan Braun, some comments that you never thought you'd hear from number eight, or maybe you did. Wendy's Big Show, back after this on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.